This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Welcome back to The Checkup, our weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland. In 2009, when Sherry Casey and her husband sold their beer importing business, they hadn't given much thought to health insurance.
Although we were very smart about everything else and selling it, the one thing we weren't smart about was to make sure that I still had continuing coverage. It didn't matter for my husband. We owned this together because he was on Medicare.
She worked for the new owners for a year and got health insurance through the company. When she left, at age 59, still 6 years away from being eligible for Medicare, she got coverage through COBRA. COBRA is a law that allows former employees to continue on the company health plan, paying the full premium themselves with no contribution from the employer. Casey's COBRA coverage lasted 18 months.
As I started to get towards the end of those 18 months, I realized I better do something.
She asked her health insurance agent about her coverage options.
He said, the companies are, one, you go to apply, they're going to do medical underwriting, which means you have to answer all these medical questions about your history and tell every time you went to the doctor in the last number of years. And he said, and they look at that as a pre-existing condition. So they're going to, he said, either deny me completely, they're going to charge me a lot of money, or they could still charge me a lot of money and exclude the things that I was already being treated for.
Casey applied for coverage through CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield and says she was quoted a premium of $1,800 a month, more than four times the premium she'd been paying for similar coverage.
When that happened, I kind of panicked and said, what am I going to do?
Casey has high blood pressure, a condition that affects an estimated 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. Insurers could consider it a pre-existing condition. Her agent suggested she apply for the Maryland Health Insurance Plan, or MHIP, which covers Marylanders with pre-existing conditions. She was accepted and now pays more than $620 a month for coverage that she says is decent. But MHIP will eventually end as a result of Obamacare, since insurers will no longer be able to deny coverage or charge more based on pre-existing conditions. Many of those on MHIP are expected to apply for coverage through the Maryland Health Connection, the state's online health insurance marketplace, or exchange, which opens in 2 weeks. Casey will be among them.
I want to go on to the exchange, see what the plans are, see what the coverage is, and, of course, see what the costs are. And I'm hoping that something will cost less and give me at least what I have now, if not better.
Sherry Casey. She's retired and lives in Baldwin in Baltimore County. After we spoke last week, we wanted to get a sense of what people like Sherry Casey need to know as they navigate the online marketplace. So we contacted Karen Politz, senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit focused on health policy. She told us the insurance plans will be labeled as if they were precious or not so precious metals.
These plans will be described as bronze, silver, gold, platinum. The bronze plans will have the highest deductibles and copays. The platinum plans will have the lowest. And conversely, the bronze plans will tend to have lower premiums and the platinum plans will have the highest premiums.
So the plan with the lowest premium is the plan where over the course of the coverage, the consumer is going to have to pay more of the cost.
Right. Think about health insurance as protection. So if you have a policy that has very high deductibles, you're buying somewhat less protection than if you buy a plan that'll cover your services almost to the first dollar.
And when we talk about how much of the cost goes to the consumer, we're talking essentially the deductible, or is there other cost sharing that goes into how those plans are described?
Right. Typically, there's other cost sharing. The deductible is an amount of money that you have to pay up front. If you have a $1,000 deductible, that means the first $1,000 worth of covered care that you receive in the year, you're going to pay for yourself. And then after that, the plan will start to pay. Usually after you've met the deductible, there's other cost sharing. You may have to pay a copay every time you have an office visit or pick up a prescription. Or there may be co-insurance. For example, the plan might pay 80% of the covered service after you met the deductible, and then you'll pay the other 20%. All of the plans on the exchange will have to limit your cost sharing, whatever the form, to no more than $6,350 a year for a single individual.
And would all the silver plans, say, have the same deductible, or might different insurers offer a slightly lower deductible but more copay down the line?
They can vary a little bit, and there's something called actuarial equivalency, which most of us don't care to know what that is, but essentially plans in the bronze level will offer the same level of protection. One might have a slightly lower deductible and slightly higher coinsurance, and another one vice versa, but typically, a bronze plan is going to have a pretty high deductible, probably on the order of about $5,000 a year. Silver plans typically can vary, maybe a $2,000 deductible, and so on. By the time you get to platinum, you should have a pretty low deductible.
There will be subsidies available on the online exchanges. Who will be eligible for these subsidies?
People will be eligible for subsidies based on their income, and there are two kinds of subsidies. First, there will be subsidies to help you pay the monthly premium, and those will be available to people who have incomes at 100% of the federal poverty level or above, up to 400% of the federal poverty level. And those subsidies will be on a sliding scale. So, for example, if you have very low income close to the poverty level, you'll only be required to pay maybe, $20 or $30 a month towards your health plan premium, and the subsidy will pick up the rest. In addition, and you can take that subsidy, you'll go to the website, you'll put in information about your income and other characteristics, and the Marketplace website will come back to you and give you a dollar amount. So you can take that tax credit amount and you can shop for any plan other than catastrophic. You're not allowed to spend the subsidies on catastrophic plans. So if you buy, it'll leave you paying less premium if you buy a cheaper plan, a bronze plan, and you'll have to make up more of the difference if you buy a more expensive plan. So you basically can take that premium subsidy and shop for any metal level of plan that's offered on the exchange.
And you said there's another kind of subsidy.
Right. So if your income is between 100 and 250% of poverty, you're also eligible for subsidies to reduce that cost sharing, the deductibles and the copays that we just talked about a minute ago. Those subsidies will only be available in a silver plan. So if your income is at 250% of the poverty level or below, and you're eligible for both premium and cost-sharing subsidies, it's a good idea to just take a look at the silver plans, because those will be the only places where you can get those deductibles reduced because of your lower income.
And in all of this, when you talk about putting in your income information, we're talking about income you've already earned? Like last year?
No, it's income that you're going to earn next year. So you're going to have to estimate what your income will be in 2014. For some people, that'll be pretty straightforward. If they, have the same job and they're working regular hours, they can kind of estimate what their income will be. For other people who may have, harder situations to estimate, maybe they're in and out of work or they work on commissions and so their income is uneven, this may be a little trickier.
It's Karen Politz, Senior Fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, speaking with us on The Checkup on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the online health insurance marketplaces that will be opening in 2 weeks as part of Obamacare. Are there special things that people with families need to consider in making a decision on the exchange?
Oh, sure. So families are more complicated because there's more people. So you have more doctors to keep an eye on and more services. The premium is higher for family coverage than it is when you buy self only. But the subsidies will calibrate according to your family size. So you'll need to take that into account. If more than one person in the household, in your family, files income taxes and earns income, you're going to have to be sure to estimate the whole household income correctly. If you have any questions or concerns about that, it'll be very important to talk to a navigator or an assister and have them kind of sit down with you at the computer and enter your information and answer your questions as you go.
Most people in the U.S. get their insurance through their employer. Should they be paying attention to what's offered on the exchange?
Mostly not. If you have coverage through your employer, 2014 isn't going to feel all that different to you. Stay in the plan where you are. It counts. It satisfies the mandate to have health insurance. In general, if you're eligible for coverage at work and it's, you know, decent coverage and your employer pays most of the premium, you certainly can go to the marketplace and look at other plans that are for sale that you could buy on your own, but you won't be eligible for those premium and cost-sharing subsidies. Those are only for people who don't have access to affordable employer-sponsored coverage.
I really appreciate your talking to us. Thanks, Karen.
Sure. Thank you.
Karen Politz is a senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit focused on health policy. We've got more information on the exchanges at our series website, wypr.org/thecheckup. That's where you'll also find previous episodes of The Checkup, as well as a link to a site where you can figure out if you're eligible for a subsidy. We want to know how Obamacare is shaping your health care. Email us at thecheckup@wypr.org. Tell us your story and leave your name and a number where we can reach you. You can also leave us a message on our voicemail at 410-881-3162. Our email again, thecheckup, all one word, at wypr.org. And our number, 410-881-3162. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning. An author who used to prosecute gangs writes a novel about one. Stay with us on 88.1.